This is Capital Access. I'm Paul Braun. With the 2019 election behind him, Governor John Bel Edwards' focus has shifted from winning a second term to figuring out how to get his initiatives through an even more conservative legislature. He talked a bit about his priorities on Thursday at his first press conference since the election.
One is that I will insist that we continue doing everything we can to grow the economy, make sure we have the fiscal stability that we need to make the necessary investments in our critical priorities.
Other priorities include a renewed focus on infrastructure improvements and increased investment in education.
Early childhood will be my highest priority for new education investments in the second term.
But Edwards also wants to boost K through 12 teacher salaries and the state's minimum wage. He's pushed for a minimum wage increase each year since taking office, and it's failed every time. Judging by the results of this fall's legislative races, it's likely to face an uphill battle moving forward. Republicans fell short of earning the supermajority they were aiming for in the House, but term limits paved the way for them to pick up seats in both chambers. More than 40% of state senators and nearly 30% of House members were termed out, and in many cases, seats that were once filled by moderate Republicans are now occupied by more conservative newcomers.
In my opinion, leadership has never mattered more than it will this upcoming term.
Last week, Republican Representative Barry Ivey of Central discussed the future of the legislature on a panel at LSU's Manship School of Mass Communication. He's one of several legislators running for Speaker of the House. Until recently, legislative leadership was, in effect, handpicked by the governor. That changed in the House when Edwards took office in 2016. But the Democratic governor did have a solid ally in Senate President John Alario. Alario is retiring this year as a Republican, but he began his 48-year career as a Democrat. He was a giant in the legislature and a moderating force as it transitioned from blue to red. He's gone now, and so is the legislature he presided over for so many years. Here's Jeremy Alford of La Politics. He was also on that panel.
If the legislature wants to stick it to the governor, they can pretty good by stacking those committees in a way that doesn't mirror what John has done for many decades.
Under the leadership of Taylor Barham, the outgoing Speaker of the House, many key committees were able to kill Edwards' legislative priorities before they made it to the House floor. Alford and many others think that the governor isn't likely to push for a Democratic candidate for Speaker or Senate President, suggesting that he'll take a step back in the selection process.
That void will be filled by special interests, and I think we've already started to see that in that during redistricting, during leadership races, government relations professionals and special interests would usually stay away back in the day. It's not that way anymore.
Representative Pat Smith, a Baton Rouge Democrat who is also on her way out, says Edwards is more likely to exert his influence in other ways.
I think that the governor is going to have to work a little bit harder and have people around him who are going to be helpful in helping him to pass what he needs to pass. But I agree with Jeremy that it's going to be how the committees are actually put together, who's going to chair them, what's the influence going to be.
Edwards hasn't said how they'll approach the selection of new leadership, but says he's just hoping to get someone with whom he can work.
If they want independence, that's great, but obstructionism and independence are not the same thing.
Regardless, there will be plenty of backroom maneuvering before the legislature reconvenes for its organizational session on January 13th. For Capital Access, I'm Paul Braun.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge and the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture and educating classrooms on renewable food, fiber, and fuel systems.